Actually, we have Matt O'Brien live from Vancouver. He's a writer for Conan's live show, which you were talking about there. He was a writer for The Tonight Show with Conan O'Brien. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. You had me on to talk about the nuclear conference, correct?
That's right.
That's
yes.
Correct. Only if you have punchlines for Conan coming out of the nuclear conference. Is there anything that's funny about dirty bombs, Matt?
Oh, man, that's fertile ground for comedy.
Tell me about changing your writing between what you wrote for Conan during The Tonight Show and what you write for him now that he's live on the road.
It's sort of the same idea. It's just you don't have the luxury of changing the camera shot.
Oh, in order to change scenes.
A lot of people... You know, a lot of writers pitched ideas together as a group for the show, and it was just a matter of sort of whittling away the ones that would only work on TV and which ones would work in a live theater setting, essentially. But it's the same. It was the same process in a way. Some just without the luxury of cameras just wouldn't survive in a theater.
But ask me, Matt O'Brien, no relation to Conan O'Brien, for whom
no
you
relation,
write.
No relation, correct.
Yeah, right, I believe that.
Let me ask you something. Has there been a difference in the way people have responded to you after the whole Tonight Show and Leno thing as they did before? Now when you say, I'm a writer for Conan O'Brien, is there a different reaction?
Actually... People just, they put their hand on your shoulder and say, I'm so sorry, are you okay? Can I give you some money or food?
And do you accept? You have a lot of casseroles in your freezer?
Anything. Do you need a couch to sleep on? Do you want me to siphon gas for you? Whatever, it doesn't matter. But, I think when you sort of very publicly... lose your job like that, but in a way that sort of the public supports, people are just interested to hear the experience, and especially, you know, sort of the day-by-day experience of what was in the office, and how are you guys holding up. And I mean, the truth is it was just sort of surreal and bizarre. And
that's what comedy's all about.
That's exactly right.
In a way, I mean, those are the two probably the two best words I can use to describe it. But another thing that it made me realize is everything gets somehow leaked to a blogger or to a media outlet. So
maybe through Conan's own tweets. Matt O'Brien is joining us from Vancouver. He is a writer for Conan's live comedy show, and he wrote for Conan during The Tonight Show.
Yeah, and the vigil continues for comedy writers and people like Conan O'Brien. But they have a new deal. I mean, Mr. O'Brien couldn't talk about it there, but Delana Dixon certainly can, TV blogger and friend of The Takeaway. So, Delana, this was a big money deal going to cable, not Fox. What do you make of it?
I know. It's great news for TBS, not so great for Fox. They really wanted Conan. It was going to be a great opportunity for them to finally have a successful daily late-night talk show. But their network affiliates weren't ready to give up the revenue income from all the syndicated shows that they showed their sitcoms at 11 o'clock hour. But for TBS, it gives them a little kind of street cred, makes them a little hipper and cooler, and it gets to start a half an hour early. So it's great news for the network.
And the interesting thing about the TBS deal is apparently George Lopez, who's a fledgling show, has had a modicum of success on TBS, was actually enthusiastic about getting a Conan O'Brien lead in. Is that what you're seeing?
Oh, absolutely. You know, George is a very smart man. He knows that actually having Conan as a lead is just going to bring a whole new set of eyeballs to his TV show. So he doesn't mind that he's getting bumped by an hour. It's kind of comical, though, that Conan's actually bumping someone, which it was going to happened to him on NBC.
Right. Well, he's used to doing that. That's for sure. He's made his whole career bumping people and getting bumped. Well, Delana, put on your business hat here for a second. Does TBS conceivably have a new construct for late night television with a youthful Conan audience being delivered to a Hispanic audience for George Lopez and really a crossover audience all the way around?
Absolutely. It's a perfect combination. They're going to bring in a youthful, young, hip audience who have been following Conan since he went to NBC. They're all watching him on his tour. He's selling out. And then they're going to lead into a diverse audience with George Lopez. So the network is making the absolute perfect decision. It's getting both the financial backings there.
Delaney, it seems like to me that with TBS picking up Conan, because Conan is so connected, they even have a billboard company that's randomly broadcasting his tweets on billboards. They're picking up kind of his own little media and marketing enterprise.
Absolutely. I mean, they're not just investing in a TV show. They're investing in the brand of Conan. He didn't choose to go to HBO, which is a paid-for cable station, because he wanted to reach his fans that are college students and maybe don't have the money to pay for a station. So he wanted to go to a place he can be a little freer, a little looser, do what he does best, and reach the biggest audience possible.
Delaina Dixon is a TV blogger and friend of The Takeaway. Thanks for that, Delaina. You know, Conan knows his audience. TBS is going to find out if they know their audience. How are Conan's comedic chops looking post-NBC? Jess Burns in Eugene, Oregon. How did Conan do last night?
He did amazingly well. People were going crazy for him. I thought it was hilarious. He brought back some old skits that, you know, he did on NBC and changed their name slightly and then went with them. And he just had the crowd in, you know, holding their stomach, belly laughing.
Well, Jess Burns was in that crowd. She's a reporter for KLCC in Eugene at the first live show of the Conan Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television tour. And let's get a sense of what the crowd thought. Here's a voice. I believe her name is Anna Kramer, Jess. First of all, let's listen to her.
There aren't even words to describe, like, how amazing it was to just see Conan perform again.
So, I mean, Conan's fans, you got to love them, right, Jess?
Yeah, I mean, they're all college kids, and they're all traveling in from all over the state, and like everything, you know? They really love, like, Conan O'Brien, and, you know, God help them.
Well, tell me about Matthew Bentz and Michael Clark. They traveled quite a while, and they had a bit of a story to get there.
Yeah, Matthew Bentz came down from Portland. He's a 19-year-old. Michael Clark goes to OSU, Oregon State University, which is in a small town about 45 minutes away from Eugene. They both came down. They paid $600 a pop to do the whole package, the meet and greet, the sound check. Somehow they got their hair spray painted orange.
Nice.
And they were there with their mother, and it was the sweetest thing. She was so proud of them because they were so excited about being there.
And let's just end the suspense right now. You know what? They weren't disappointed. Listen.
Conan is so much more funny than any of the other guys.
You can go out off-site and just make something stupid really funny really fast. I mean,
we were in the sound check with him before, and we were just having a conversation with him, and he was just on the spot cracking jokes about everything like you'd see on TV. He is a naturally funny guy.
Yeah. Well, there were some critics in the audience, some who actually found a little bit of conflict between Conan on the small screen and Conan live.
You could definitely see that there's some sort of a conflict of he's normally used to being on stage in front of an audience on television, but now it's kind of, he's always wanted to do this, maybe never done it before, and so it was a little awkward, but it was almost quaintly awkward.
Jess Burns, did you get that?
You know, I didn't get as much awkward as I got rather pensive. You know, I was really surprised because a lot of the show was about his past 3 months and just kind of what he has been through. And, you know, he made light of it, but I feel like there was some seriousness to, you know, what he was saying. At one point during the encore, he was playing guitar. He went out into the audience and he started giving people like full on hugs felt earnest. You know, they felt like he was really just trying to thank people for being there. Well, and, you know, and so much of the show was looking forward to November when he's on TBS.
Yeah, well, Conan is going to be earnest all the way to the bank with that big TBS deal. The audience will be looking forward to it as well. Jess Burns, reporter for KLCC in Eugene. She was there for the first performance of the Legally Prohibited from Being Funny on Television tour by Conan O'Brien. Jess, thanks so much. And let's leave you with this. One of the fans brought to the live show last night playing her own bagpipes. Little fashion update. She was dressed in an elf-like leatherish tunic wearing a felted pointed hat. Of course she was.
I'm Celeste Headlee.
I'm John Hockenberry. This, of course, is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.